T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lee, I didn't get to talk to you about this while you were gone.
Okay.
This was the most insane thing. And just, you know, as a journalist yourself who runs a newsroom, right?
Right.
Okay, so Bloomberg enters the race, right?
Or attempts to run one.
Yeah, attempts to. Anyway, really, yeah. Well, that's the best you can only ever do. Yeah, so Bloomberg, of course, owns Bloomberg News, right?
Right, exactly, yes.
So Bloomberg wants to look moral, you know, and ethical.
Yeah.
Okay. So he Bloomberg News, at his direction, pledges not to investigate any Democrat candidate.
No political candidate?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Just no Democrat candidates.
Right. No, but they were very clear. They're still going to investigate Republicans, i.e. Trump.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just no Democrat candidates.
Okay.
Okay. This has now reached the point of absurdity Rolling Stone was making fun of Bloomberg News, saying they have completely forfeited their journalistic credibility.
Coming from the Rolling Stone?
And I'm
great,
like,
great.
What? Wait. No. Okay. Bloomberg is just codifying the mainstream media's bizarre policy that no Democrats' crimes can ever be investigated while they run for office, which began around September. We've never had such a policy.
While they scream that no one is above the law.
While they scream that no one is above the law. But they really mean no Republican is above the law.
Exactly.
They don't mean Democrats. So, and how would we know if the Democrats are above the law or not, because we're now pledging openly not to investigate them?
Right. That's the logic, yeah.
Well, I want to point this out and spend some time on it because, and yeah, I know this news broke a few days ago, but that's okay. It's been sitting in my stack. I wanted to do it with you. And this is why. This is how twisted the left and the media, but then I repeat myself, moral system actually is. Bloomberg said this to be viewed as ethical. No, we won't investigate any Democrats, no matter what crime they committed. But we will go after Trump because, as we all know, he's bad. Well, how do you know that Democrats aren't bad if your reporters aren't allowed to investigate them?
Right.
Now, I know they'd say it's because he's running, but this is the same policy the rest of the media has. So what he's saying is, no, we're going to adopt the same policy the rest of the media has. No Democrat gets investigated till they're done running.
Of course, if they had any journalistic any real journalistic integrity, what they would have said is that we will use the same journalistic investigative procedures that we would for any other candidate, including our boss, Mr. Bloomberg.
Now, see, that's exactly that. Okay, now that would be ethical. But that was, 5 years ago, that's how we operate.
Yeah.
Now it's, you got to say, you're not going to investigate the Democrats because they are good. They're better. They're better looking. You can tell by looking at them. And they just find a good fight. So you cannot investigate them or else. And everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. That is really glaring. I mean, again, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, Bloomberg would have said, you know, I'm going to let my reporters write whatever they want. They can investigate me. They can investigate whoever. I'm turning over the keys to the newsroom, stepping away, and I'm doing that. Yeah, that would have been ethical. But no, you got to pledge not to investigate the Democrats in order to look ethical to these leftist loons. This is now what passes for morals. Free ride.
Yeah.
If you registered with the right party.
Exactly.
Now, and I got to say, poor Jeffrey Epstein. You know, I mean, here he is dead. And he may or may not have killed himself. But if he had known that all he had to do to escape blame for his crimes was to run for office as a Democrat.
You know, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what he should have done. That the second that he was accused, he should have announced his candidacy for the Democrat nomination for president.
Absolutely.
And then it would have been, oh, well, of course. Excuse us, Mr. Epstein. We'll see you. Goodbye. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. And unfortunately, man, Epstein missed this train by just a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, he probably has a lot of regrets wherever he is. because he would be untouchable
eternally.
And you know, as you, I was going to say, Weinstein might want to consider this as well.
Just you run know, for you're right.
You know, I mean, he's got money. He'd probably throw a few million bucks in, get exactly. himself launched, and all that. He'd be in the Democrat primary, and you know, he'd be among friends, and he couldn't be investigated.
Who's the prince over there in England that's under? Is it Prince Andrew that's now under investigation?
Yes.
Maybe he should announce candidacy for president.
By the way, I'm glad you brought that up. I am fat. Yeah, he should. Of this country, that'd be fine.
Yes, why not?
Why not? You don't even need
Hillary,
to produce a birth certificate.
Hillary proved that you don't even have to be a resident of where you're running from. So,
yeah.
When she became senator of New York, when she didn't even live there.
Yeah, well, no, because she's a Democrat, so it's okay.
Exactly.
So, but you know, I'm glad you brought up Andrew, because this is fascinating to watch. Have you seen what's going on here? I mean, it's almost funny to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And what Andrew did was serious and not funny.
Yeah, exactly.
But it appears he's done. It's so bad right now, right, that even... his nephew, the prince, is distancing himself,
right.
Saying, I mean, he had to come out and basically say in a statement, I never really liked him much anyway, and I don't hang out with him. God. Like, dude, he's your uncle.
Yeah.
You know? No. I mean, that's how desperate they are to distance themselves. Okay, so why are they having to distance themselves? This is what's so fascinating about coverage and how they manipulate the media does. Because that poor woman came forward, right?
Right.
We played her, and she was 15 at the time. She was abused by Epstein, right? And remember, Amy Robach gets caught on open mic, and it gets leaked.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out that she had a bunch of stuff. What was it, NBC or ABC? Gosh, I forget right now.
She's on ABC now.
Is it ABC?
She had been on NBC.
It was NBC. Okay.
There, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it was NBC. Sorry. Mind blank. On NBC. And so what does she say? She says, we had it on the Clintons. We had it on Prince Andrew, right? Well, Prince Andrew's life has been hell since then. I mean, again, even his own family's like, no, we hardly know him. I mean, literally, that's what they're putting out in statements.
Yeah.
And there's one statement, I think, from the prince saying, we've never been close. I mean, we don't really hang out. I mean, my gosh, when you got to deny your own family member because the press is so bad, right? Well, hold on. NBC, in that open mic, Amy Robach thing, also mentioned they had all the goods in the Clintons, too, not just Prince Andrew.
Yes.
Why isn't Clinton on the hot seat?
Because they're Democrats.
Prince, yeah, I know it's crazy, but you compare the absolute shredding of mm-hmm. Prince Andrew, which he deserves.
Yeah.
Because we all know he's guilty as hell. I mean, we've seen pictures of him with some of the Epstein girls. Come on. But Clinton skates. And then we have another accuser come out the last week and a half. And she's like, yeah, Epstein just normalized the whole thing by saying that's Bill Clinton's chair. He sits there all the time. Well, why is Andrew under fire and Clinton's like didn't even happen?
Yeah.
The media is literally going after Andrew. It's a big story. It's trending over there. Their media is covering it. Our media is covering it, but they're ignoring the Clinton angle.
Well,
and he's mentioned in the same sentence.
The Clintons are the American political royalty. They get the royal treatment from the media.
But think about our American media. Outraged that some royalty from over there would come over here and abuse our girls. But our royalty from here could do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah. And as we know, no one's above the law, except for the Democrats.
Right.
They're above any law. And then there's no law too low to which you cannot accuse a Republican of.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have any evidence. But, you know, it's not the... it's not the evidence, but the seriousness of the charge.
Right. And again, all this investigation of Trump that we're seeing right now, impeachment, no impeachment, Nadler's having professors over for coffee. I don't know. All of it. Again, they still have yet to tell us what law Trump broke. We don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You want to see something that'll give you chills? If you haven't already, the Hong Kong protesters, did you see this? God, that's a real fight in real time for actual freedom, is it not? They are so courageous. Every time they go out, they risk their lives. And they continue to insist that they have no leadership, no formal leadership, because every time anyone is identified as a leader, they disappear. The police there are almost entirely under the control of the communist Chinese. Anyway, the Hong Kong protesters last week were marching with this photo of Trump. It said Trump's head photoshopped onto Rocky's body, which is actually really funny. And they did it to show appreciation for, you know, a bill he signed. And, basically backs Hong Kong against China. Thursday night, Hong Kong protesters marched holding the image of President Trump as Rocky Balboa. It's hysterical. The media went nuts, by the way, when Trump tweeted this. Set their hair on fire. Anyway, he tweeted it out in honor of the opening in 1985 of Rocky. Was it Rocky? Yeah, four. And anyway, the Hong Kong protesters got a hold of it and they all had it in the streets. And that's when they're not marching with U.S. flags. Folks, what does that tell you? They're in Hong Kong. They could pick the flag of any country. They could pick the face of any freedom fighter. And there are plenty of great ones. It's Ronald Reagan's face. But they use Trump's. They could pick anybody. Are they confused? Deluded? Because, see, I thought that this was a patriarchal hellhole for suffering. And yet the people who are actually living in a hellhole, soon to be dominated if they don't win by the patriarchy, the true patriarchy of the male-dominated Chinese Communist Party. They're not flying communist flags, folks. They're flying our flag. Because they properly recognize this is the freest country left on the face of the earth. By the way, I want to just alert you to something. It's a remote possibility. But every time I think of it, I get chills and then I have to tamp down my own expectations because there's so many what-ifs involved here. Actually, Tony Dale sent this to me with Common Sense Retirement Planning. They do a great job on the weekend programming here. And he's right. Here's the headline. It's from Zero Hedge, a $20 trillion problem. I've been telling you this before, folks. China is a massive Ponzi scheme. They don't do real capitalism because they can't. They can't beat us at it. It's a massive Ponzi scheme, and Trump knows how vulnerable it is to collapse. Here's the headline, and this is just one of many. A $20 trillion problem. More than half of China's banks fail central bank stress test. Why? Because in order to loan all the money to the businesses, to give all the subsidies to the businesses that it requires to throttle and kill American industry and American jobs. Think about it. These are not products that are cheap because the Chinese are better at making them. They are cheap because they subsidize them through targeted loans. Where do those come from? The banks? The deal with China. I'm going to simplify this down. I'm taking a very complex topic, and those who know it well will see what I'm doing. I'm simplifying this down because you're in your car and you got your coffee. What is happening here is that the Chinese made a bet, a deal with the devil, that they could kill off American and other industry across the world, across the globe. The furniture industry in North Carolina is a great, great example. It used to be king of furniture construction and building in North Carolina. That they could hold on long enough, subsidizing their goods below the cost to make them, to kill off the industry, then come in and take it over like with a monopolistic view. But that's an if, folks. They are leveraged to the hilt. It is a massive Ponzi scheme. That's all the communist parties. That's all the Chinese economies. It's not real. It's fake. It's absolutely fake. And Zero Hedge has done a really good job of following this. A $20 trillion problem. More than half of China's banks fail central bank stress tests. Why? Exports are off. just to keep paying on all of the debt and the printed money, and to keep the lie going, they have to have a certain export level. What have I told you for a long time? Trump doesn't want the Chinese supply chain to survive. He doesn't quickly want a deal with the Chinese. He never has. He is eroding their supply chain. And if you deal with a supply chain in your employment, I've heard from many of you who do, what do? You switch to another country. You switch to another company, another country. Do you go back to China? Oh, heck no. They're going to have to win you back. They're going to do something special, lower prices, whatever. Let me tell you what's going on here. I'm going to tie it back to Hong Kong. It's a remote possibility, but it's one that gives me chills. Remember how the Berlin Wall came down? I'm telling you, and I've been telling you for a long time, Trump's ambition is bigger than just saving this economy. He is Reagan-esque. He wants to crush the Chinese communist government, and the only way to do that is to collapse the economy. Think about this. I'm telling you, folks, if Trump gets four more years, there is a decent chance he will collapse this Ponzi scheme and eject the Chinese Communist Party from power. The Hong Kong protesters understand this fundamentally. We are lied to by our media. They don't understand what's on the table. They don't understand what the proposition is. They don't understand that we have an economy, as I told you before, two-thirds of our economy is, you know, internal. It's not exports. It's person-to-person sales. Business-to-person, person-to-business, whatever. It's local. We can withstand this. They cannot. Zero Hedge writes, for a nation with a $40 trillion financial system, double the size of U.S. banks. See the Ponzi scheme there? Where'd that money come from? A lot of it's fake. Some of it's printed. Nobody even knows the extent of it. Some of it's inflated. Because they don't have audited financial records like we do. But for a nation with a $40 trillion financial system, double the size of U.S. banks, and well over 4,000 small, medium, and massive state-owned banks, please recall that the four largest banks in the world are now Chinese. And they're over a barrel. And what happens as time passes here? Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Supply chain erodes. Companies default. Fake goods go with the way of the trash heap. And to survive, Chinese companies would actually have to compete capitalistically without subsidy from these Chinese government-funded banks. What happens when the banks collapse? Communist Party goes with them. I mean, like, there is a distant possibility. I just want to point it out to you because it gives me chills that Trump literally could go one better than Reagan taking down the Berlin Wall, getting the Berlin Wall taken down. He could collapse the final bastion of communism on Earth. It is entirely possible. He just has to get reelected. And the only thing standing in his way, the Democrat Party and the media.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, Joe. Oh, Joe. Joe's lost it, man. He is, what a fascinating psychological study this guy is. Let's start with it. Now, as I play this, he's talking about, this is actually 2 years old. And you've heard probably heard this on the television by now. It's Joe saying he likes little kids to sit on his lap and stroke his legs. Look, it's Joe. Joe's so dang crazy. I'm willing to cut him some slack here. He's probably not a pedophile. He's just nuts. But see, this is the problem. This is from the corn pop. Got porn. That was Freudian. Sorry about that. This is from corn pop. The corn pop tape. So you got to understand, and this is an angle everybody's missing here. If you look at the video, everybody in it but Joe is black. And he's out there. I mean, yeah, he's trying to relate to them, but he can't because he sucks. And so he tells the story of corn pop, thinking they'll be down with using chains and, you know, knives to battle each other because they would be able to relate to that. I mean, if Trump gave a speech this racist, I swear to God, people would flip. But it's not Trump, it's Joe, so it's okay. So when Trump, when Joe in this clip is talking about the kids being fascinated by his leg hair, this was a black pool. He was a lifeguard at a black pool. What he's saying is they were fascinated that his leg hair turned blonde because they're not blonde. I mean, my God, you might as well put a hood on if you're going to talk like this. This is so profoundly racist that everybody missed it. Well, there were some people on Twitter, God, but everybody missed the angle here. They went pure pedophile, and yeah, it's creepy. But he's talking about how little black kids were fascinated by his blonde leg hair. Why? Because they hadn't seen it before. At least not up close. Here you go.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Okay, y'all. To understand the full effect of what he just said, you have to imagine if it had come out of Trump's lap, Trump's mouth. I love kids sitting on my lap. And he's standing around talking to a bunch of black people about how fascinated little black kids used to be because his leg hair was blonde. They like to touch it. Ew! Just ew! Oh, God, Trump would never live it down. He would be called racist for the next 6 weeks straight till they got onto something else. Every head around him is black. He's talking to black people. He's going back to the pool where he worked. It was in a black area. It was a black pool. That's why he was afraid of Corn Pop. Corn Pop was black. This is just creeptastic. But you know, it's not even the thing that Joe did that bothered me the most. He's back at it, folks. The compulsive lying. He can't stop. This must drive his campaign staff insane. Because this is really easy to check stuff that he doesn't need to win. You are the vice president. That is a weighty thing. Nobody's going to change their vote for you because you did or did not spend time with Kim Jong-un. But, you know, Trump went and did a lot of that. So Joe's got to go toe-to-toe. You know, I've explained to you before, we've played so many clips, Joe's compulsive lying problem. It's a big problem. It's not the usual political lies that people tell. Again, well, my program saved 5,000 lives. No, it didn't. It killed 2,000 people. That's the kind of political lie most politicians do. They all do it. We get it. This is different. It's a sickness. He has it. He can't help it. They can't stop him. That's why they called it the No Malarkey Tour. Joe, stop lying. You know what they mean? Lie all you want about how good Obamacare is. We don't care about that. But dude, don't make crap up. And again, this is a guy who on multiple occasions has gotten cease and desist orders from the family of the guy driving the car that collided with his wife's car. His wife ran the stop sign. It was her fault. This is well documented. She and Joe's daughter died in the wreck. And Joe likes to tell the story about how this guy, quote, drank his lunch and then ran into his wife. Guy wasn't drunk. His wife ran into him. It's her fault. It's terrible it happened. We regret it. It's terrible. I'm not blaming her. Don't misunderstand. But he likes to tell the story of how his wife was killed by a drunk driver. It didn't happen. And so every time he does, the guy's dead now. The family has to get their lawyer to send Joe a cease and desist because he just won't stop lying. Why? Because he can't help it. He did it again over the weekend. As you listen to this clip, remember, Joe Biden has never met with Kim Jong-un. Not face to face, not ever. He claims he spent a lot of time with it.
You're going to have to assume that position the moment they're like sworn in on January the 20th. And know the rest of the world knows that person, in this case me, and that I know them. Putin has no illusions about whether I know him or not. Kim Jong-un has no person that I know him or not. The same with the president of China, Xi Jinping. Spent a lot of time with these folks. They know. They know.
Yeah, it's like that time that Joe risked his life to fly into, where was it, Afghanistan, to give one of our warriors a medal at great risk to his own life. Except he didn't do it. Never awarded the guy the medal. Didn't happen. Wasn't there. Yeah. Yeah, I've spent lots of time with Kim Jong-un. You think that Trump's hung out with all those Kims? Well, I was there hanging out with them. No, you won't, Joe. Media will never bust him on this. Right-wing media has. But here's the problem. The bigger the stage that Joe gets on, the more of a problem this is. See, because it's going to be really hard to cover it up. His lies are so outrageous. And so unnecessary. Nobody is going to... You're already vice president. That's waiting up. Nobody's going to vote. Oh, you spent a lot of time with Kim? Well, now you got my vote, Joe. He can't help it. I'm telling you, it's his Achilles heel, and it is a big deal. Let's check out the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this is an example of the utter moral desolation of the Democrat Party candidates. Yeah. The left wants to be lied to. They don't care. Literally, don't. They literally don't care. And look, I know what you're saying. Trump has Trump exaggerated? Yeah. In the past, best economy ever? No, we've had higher growth than this. Has his economy shattered many records? Best evers? Yes. Can you say that? Well, maybe. Best unemployment record for black people? Check. Two of those historic records said best unemployment record for Hispanic people. Check. Best unemployment record for high school grads, non-college. Check. In recorded history, absolutely. Have we had a higher growth rate? Yeah. We could debate that. That's the kind of stuff politicians do, though. Best economy ever for some? Yes. When you use the employment stats, you're going to use GDP growth? No. Well, that's a pretty smoking economy. I'm not excusing that. But it's a matter of perspective. When Joe says, I've spent a ton of time with Kim Jong-un, and he's never met him. When Joe says, I risked my life flying into Afghanistan as vice president to award a medal to this, courageous individual, and he didn't do it, not even close. That's weird. Come on, we all know it's weird. If somebody you work with made up fantastical stories that you all knew were fake because you'd heard so many of them before, how would you treat that person? You'd avoid them, wouldn't you? You'd be a little embarrassed for them when they spoke. You ever worked with a compulsive liar, known one, had one in your family? They're creepy. They're off. They're not right. Joe is a compulsive liar. He has an illness. He can't help it. Texter writes, Joe needs a Harry's razor, LOL. Then they can touch his smooth legs, LOL. I'm kidding. That's gross. Texter writes, Tara, there is an easy way to know when Creepy Joe Biden is lying whenever he's speaking. Now the texter writes, Creepy Joe's comments are ignored because he's a front runner in the clown car, which is the Democrat campaign. I know. Another texter writes, poor Joe, it's time for someone to stop him. Texter writes about the Chinese Communist Party potentially collapsing if Trump can bring down the economy, which he's got a very good chance of doing. Those banks are so overleveraged, man. It's a massive Ponzi scheme. It's amazing it's still up and running. Texter writes, does that mean 30 years from now, China would be what Russia is today? Hopefully. Russia's nowhere near the menace it was during the Cold War era. In fact, they have moved in some really shocking directions. Government encouraged mass gun ownership, including gun training classes. Government encouragement of religion. Folks, I mean, if Russia keeps going the direction it is now, and our country keeps going the direction it is now, Russia may be the place our grandchildren flee. I kid you not. It's not going to be Europe, I'll tell you that. Texter writes, when Bloomberg says he promised not to investigate Democrats, essentially he is admitting there are crimes committed. Oh, good point. Essentially he is admitting there are crimes committed by Democrats. He's not going to investigate them. Yeah, pretty much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.